Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The state basketball tournaments are underway, and so, no surprise, a winter storm makes news at the same time. In the Moment, producer Chris Loffrey caught up with meteorologist Todd Heitkamp for an update on not one, but two systems affecting South Dakota.
There are going to be two systems rolling through the state over the next few days. And Todd, keeping in mind that we are a statewide network, let's start with the first system.
Yeah, you know, the first system is going to be moving into the state. Well, it's already moved into the state today, and the snow will continue to progress across the area from west to east during the day today, and probably be the heaviest from, let's say, just southwest of Aberdeen or north of Pierre, and then southeastwards towards the Huron and Mitchell areas, where we're probably going to see snow amounts in the 4 to 6 range in that area.
Now, a little bit of a break, Todd, possibly before system number two. What talk about the break, first of all, if there is going to be one, and then what does the second system look like?
Yeah, there's really not going to be much in a way of break, but like you said, there's going to be two separate storm systems, but as the first one ends tomorrow morning, we're looking for periods of light snow to continue throughout the day on Saturday into the overnight hours of Saturday night into Sunday morning. But then the second system moves into the state late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and that's going to be a little bit stronger. And it's mainly going to affect the eastern half of the state the way it looks like right now, with the heaviest snowfall amounts probably falling right along the I-29 corridor from, let's say, Watertown down to Sioux Falls.
You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Joining us today is Todd Heitkamp. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls. Now, Todd, this weekend, as we know, is the state girls basketball tournaments, which SDPB covers. Can you be more specific, weather specific that is, for, let's say, the Class B tournament in Huron?
Yeah, it looks like, again, I think, you know, the snow is going to be, you know, probably falling throughout the day today and reach the heaviest point probably this afternoon into the late evening hours of tonight. And so anyone traveling towards the Huron area tonight just needs to slow down and drive according to the conditions, and you should be fine. It's just basically a nuisance event. But we're expecting probably right around 3 to 4, 3 to 5 inches of snow in the Huron area.
Now, almost due east of that is the Class A tournament. In fact, it's pretty much due east. Can they expect much of the same, or does the 74.5 miles that separate those cities make a difference with this system?
Yeah, that distance is going to make a difference. We're looking at lesser amounts in the Brookings area tonight with the storm system. I would say probably more like the 1 to 3 inch range for the Brookings area. So again, this is a nuisance event for anyone traveling in those areas, and that if you slow down and drive according to the weather and road conditions, you should be fine.
Let's go back, Todd, if you will, to system number one and talk about the contents of that storm. What is that snow going to look like?
It's going to be pretty light and fluffy. There's not going to be much moisture associated with it, so it's going to be, you know, easily blown about. But the good thing is we're not expecting much in the way of wind, so that's a blessing with this storm system. But it's going to be a very light and dry type of storm.
Much of the same for system number two, or polar opposite?
I won't say polar opposite, but pretty much opposite. We're going to be dealing with a little bit more wind, probably winds gusting to, let's say, 20 to 25 miles an hour, and then the snow is going to be a little bit heavier and wetter. So it's going to be opposite of what we're going to actually experience Friday night.
I would think that some of this is going to compact due to the weather we've had. Is that fair to say that?
There's no doubt about that. I mean, if you combine the snow amounts that we're forecasting for both of these events, some areas could pick up, let's say, 6 to 10 inches of snow by the time, you know, this time Monday morning. However, you know, with the compaction, with the melting that we're expecting a little bit, I would say it's probably going to compact down to, you know, half that by this time on Monday.
Now, traveling, you talked about it earlier. I would think that it would be a little more difficult to travel with that second system, but we just need to drive the conditions for both of these systems. I think we're okay.
There is no doubt about that, Chris. If people just stay in touch with the weather forecast throughout the weekend and drive according to the conditions and plan accordingly, allow a little extra time to reach your destination, everyone should reach their destinations fine.
Now, Todd, I've looked ahead into the forecast about a week from today, and it looks totally different to me. Do you care to comment on that, or is it too far out yet?
Well, do you want to share that with me? I haven't had the chance. No, I'm just kidding you. That's a hazard of my job. I always have to look forward. You know, it does look warmer than what we've been experiencing the past couple of days, and we'll be experiencing all this weekend. But it does look like above normal temperatures are in the forecast for, let's say, a week from today and then continuing on after that.
Todd Heitkamp, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls. We always appreciate your time. Thanks for being In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Anytime, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. South Dakota Public Broadcasting covers all games from the state girls basketball tournament this week. Watch Class A games on SDPB1 TV and Class B games on SDPB3 TV. All games are also streamed online at sdpb.org/basketball. Coverage begins today at noon Central, 11 a.m. Mountain. This afternoon's games in Class A feature Madison playing Little Wound, followed by Hamlin versus Del Rapids. Class B begins with Timberlake versus New Underwood, then Parker takes on Avon.